This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
It is very nice to be back in my chair. For the last 3 weeks, I was sitting in other people's chairs. It's nice to be in my chair. My chair is sitting in the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. And my chair is brought to you by, in this particular segment, is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. A daily part of my daily carry. A daily part of it. Chicago. Right now, around Chicago, in the center of Chicago, there's a giant sound that sounds like a drain. And Chicago is going down it. Is that actually ending a sentence with a preposition? Chicago is going down the drain. It's being brought down by what Marxist people would call internal contradictions. Those same types of internal contradictions were bankrupted Detroit. Coming out of Powerline, Paul Merengoff wrote a piece called The Larger Meaning of Rahm Emanuel's Woes. He wrote, I agree with Walter Russell Mead that what's happening in Chicago is an earthquake that points to the escalating crisis of governability for blue cities across the United States. These six dimensions to the crisis are, first, this dilemma, a dramatic reduction in crime contributed to the economic health of cities like Chicago. Aggressive policing contributed to that reduction. But dramatic policing leads to more confrontations between civilians and police, such as ones that have Emanuel in so much trouble. Second, large pensions for public sector union members are forcing cities like Chicago to cut back on key services, including public education. This produces, among things, a serious tension between various liberal constituencies. Third, the strength of the public sector unions also makes it very difficult for cities to manage their workforce. This also causes a decline in the quality of services. Fourth, the cost of keeping cities functioning, not just paying obligations such as pensions, but also repairing and replacing old infrastructure, is skyrocketing. This forces cities to impose higher taxes, which drives many employers away and lead to a reduction in the middle-class population. Fifth, native-born citizens, whatever their race, are moving out of many cities as immigrants move in. This exacerbates income inequality as well as ethnic tension. Sixth, political machines continue to prevail in American cities. This tends to make good governance difficult, see Detroit or New Orleans. But he points out that even when, as in Chicago, the machine tries to govern intelligently, the imperatives of good governance and urban development push in one direction, but the forces that push towards short-termism, ethnic demagoguery, and fiscal irresponsibility are getting stronger. There are some exceptions. San Francisco manages, despite everything that goes on with them, to be prosperous to a degree. And Oakland comes in close behind. And that's because they have a tech boom happening there, and the affluent techies are going there. But most large Democrat-run cities are following this particular path to disaster with a shrinking base of taxpayers. The money runs out, services decline, and dependents get angry and unruly. Even more taxpayers flee until the bills cannot be paid. Rahm Emanuel, who runs Chicago, is the former White House majordomo of both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. He has the most potential to turn and and has the most potential to turn violent as work as Chicago lurches toward insolvency next. Its crash would be hard for national Democrats to ignore. Now, if all of that writing and everything, that kind of prose, throws a lot of people off, there are comic books that are actually written regarding this. And, Chicago is headed down. It's headed down. With any enterprise, if it's a city or a community or something else, the thing that is going to be the backbone of that city is going to be the middle class. There's not that many very rich people. You don't want to have that many poor people, and it's the middle class that are going to be the backbone of anything, and they're the ones paying a lot of taxes. While the very affluent may pay a higher percentage of income for taxes and actually may pay more physical money into taxes, they can't do it alone. There's not enough of them. If you were to take all of the billionaires in the United States and confiscate everything they've got, we might be able to run the United States for a week, if that long. So there's just not enough of them. There has to be massive middle class for everything to work. And with the way big cities are run, it just doesn't happen that way. In California right now, 23% of California, it lives in the poverty level. Now, don't get me wrong. What we call poverty here in these United States means you live in a place with air conditioning, you have at least one car, and you get a massive tax refund every year without having paid any taxes into it of near that amount of money. You have a full back tattoo, probably multiple piercings. You don't ever take that money and actually make your life any better. But, you know, that's a discussion to have another day. We don't actually have the poor, per se, but what we do have is we have dependents. We have the takers. We have the parts of the welfare state. Now, in Europe, one of the reasons all of this immigration is going on with the Muslims is they're trying to shore up the welfare state. And they're killing themselves with it. Killing themselves with it. So, you can stay tuned and watch what's going to happen in Chicago. Chicago and states, cities like that it's just going to go that way. I mean, there's no arresting it. Okay? There's no stopping it because there's no will to stop it. Appeasing the mob, which has been done since the days of the Roman Empire, eventually always runs out. The beauty of being a gun owner is we have proclaimed our self-reliance. And people that will get out there and carry a gun and say, I'm going to defend myself, most of the time, they have a job. Some of them don't. You know, it's not, there's a lot of people that have guns. But the carriers are an exceptional part of Americana. They just are. So, when Chicago will be like the Titanic, it's going to break in half, and the first half is going to hit the bottom quick. Second half will be very difficult for everybody to watch. It will be going down. It will be going down. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to tell you what you have to be in order to get special privileges here in Obama land. Just in case any of you want to change how you self-identify, because, you know, that has become part and parcel of Americana. We will be right back.
education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Every break could be like those. Get to handle the G-code NCOG and OSH and the agency arms. Glock 19. The perfect pistol. Although I have a few more of those. But anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio. By the way, you know, I don't say that much about Frog Lube. I need to. This is, I coat my weapons in all of this stuff. As soon as they come in. Now, a lot of people will be like, but Bill, how'd you test them? How come you lubricated them? Because Frog Lube is a treatment for your metal. okay? It is a treatment for your metal. It seals your metal up. It makes it more resistant than it already is. For all of, you know, like one of the things that when a gun like this, the hold up on getting it back is the coating. But this and that frog lube is a potent combination on keeping your gun together for a while. And frog lube is for all of us. This could be our thing to where we get out there. And for the green people out there, we can say, hey, this is a food-based product. We're not hurting Gaia. And we can lube up our weapons of war while they watch. It's just a win. It's just win all over the place. Check them out, froglube.com. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yeah, I actually have a Scorpion pouch right here. I actually do. It does. This is hard Kydex. It moves. Makes it easier to draw that magazine out of it. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. For my New Year's resolution, I decided to change a few things about myself. I've decided that being me sucks. Let me explain what I'm talking about. I am a middle-aged, heterosexual, Caucasian Christian. That is just so yesterday's news. I want to be like Shaun White, who is a Caucasian, saying he's black, running Black Lives Matter. He takes in money and then, you know, embezzles it and gets away with it. He lies. He takes his beard and everything else and treats it with some serious greasing formula to make it look black, black, black. And then he lines it up and he lines it up in a method that I guess most people would think that black men do. Although I happen to think that if I had a black beard, I would be doing that too, because it's just good looking. It's just neat. He identifies as black though. I'm not Muslim, but, you know, I might be able to get far further in life if I was, because it seems like no matter what you do as a Muslim, you're going to get away with everything. Everything. Being Caucasian is horrible. I need to look at the way I use my voice, too. I need to look at the tone of my voice, unless I'm, you know, maybe mocking a heterosexual Caucasian Christian 54-year-old dude. If I'm mocking him, then I can get away with the tone of my voice, right? I can't even have chicken at a barbecue if I have any black friends over there, you know, because they wouldn't, you know, that's become an insult. So I'm muzzled on that. Can't do gay jokes anymore without there might be a group of angry lesbians that shows up and they're going to screw all of my light bulbs. You know, when I watch it, I come from a time in the National Football League when, like, Dick Butkus would hit somebody, their head would go one way, their helmet would go the other, and he didn't even celebrate over that. He just got it and went back to his huddle. Now we've got Michael Sam kissing his boy toy after being drafted by the Rams, and I'm supposed to sit back and say, oh, football, national pastime. And forget about my linking anything horrible that's, you know, happens here on the third rock from the sun with the religion of peace. That's completely forbidden. Now, the weird thing here is I don't dislike anybody because of color. or sexual proclivity or one's religion, or lack of it. I'm a do unto others kind of guy. I found that if you take time to truly get to know people of different persuasions and try to understand their thoughts, desires, ambitions, fears, and dreams, there's much more profound reasons to be freaked out by them than this silly, surfacey junk. There's much deeper stuff to be worried about besides that. So, what am I to be? What should I, should my, you know, I'm referred to as a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, although I don't, you know, I've never been to a Protestant church, but that's what I am. Now, I look at what the other people get to do, what all the other cool kids get to do, and they get to lambast, you know, basketball team owners and cattlemen as vile racists, all the while having a more revolting track record when it comes to racism. All the while walking away unscathed like Al Sharpton. It would be so neat to demand that people bow to my beliefs and change everything they do to accommodate my faith like Islam does. If they don't like bacon or Kate Upton's ample assets or women being educated or Pharrell's song Happy, then by Allah, curtsy and kiss the ring and some other stuff too. But that isn't happening for me because no one cares about what a Caucasian, heterosexual, Christian, 54-year-old man wants. They don't care what I'm offended by. So now, see, what I'm lamenting is the fact that all of this white privilege they say that I have, it doesn't really exist. I am persona non gratis. But that's okay. Because they can label me any the way they want. The joke is on them because on their tax dollar, I learned how to wreck things. Wreck 'em with my brothers and sisters. And there's enough diversity there amongst them for me to be happy with it. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Tuesday night, second show of 2016. I'm having such a good time. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I haven't heard anybody on the other side on the board. Do I still have a board operator with me today? Okay. Just been sort of quiet there. I always get, you know. I have an inferiority complex. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Check them out, too. Tacticalholsters.com. Now I bring for you 15 little trinkets for you to consider. And if you tell these to your liberal friends and their heads detonate, well, use them responsibly. Number one, Muslims account for 1% of the United States population, but account for about half of the terrorist attacks since 9/11. That means Muslims in the United States are about 5,000% more likely to commit terrorist attacks than non-Muslims. 5,000%. Now, this one's sort of long. Number two, consider, for example, that in 1958, a mere 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage. By 2013, that number had grown to 87%. 2012, these once taboo unions hit an all-time high. KKK membership has shrunk drastically from millions a century ago. to about 5,000 a day. The Black Panthers are essentially extinct. While plenty of other hate groups have attempted to fill the void, they have always operated in the margins of society. Black politicians are now common. President Obama's percentage of the white vote was almost perfectly in line with that received by other Democrats, all of whom were white. Granted, these stats are just a snapshot of American society, but the more one looks, one thing that you realize when you look at the trend, America is anything but racist. Number three, the harsh reality awaiting these low-income Americans is undeniable. According to 2013 data from a 2014 Merritt-Hawkins study, 55% of doctors already refuse new Medicaid patients. According to the HSC Health Tracking Physician Survey, the percentage of doctors that refuse new Medicaid patients dwarfed by about 8 to 10 times the percentage that refuses new private insurance patients. Such insurance from Obamacare not only fails to provide access to doctors, but research in the top medical journals such as Cancer, American Journal of Cardiology, Journal of Heart and Lung Transplantation, and Annals of Surgery show that Medicaid beneficiaries suffer worse outcomes than similar patients with private insurance, all at an added cost of another $800 billion to taxpayers. It is not hyperbole to call Medicaid a disgrace at its annual cost of about $450 billion. Expanding it expands the disgrace. Number four, in other words, all the disruption, spending, taxation, and premium hikes in Obamacare has only reduced the percentage of U.S. residents without health insurance by 2.7 percentage points, from 13.9 to 11.1. A remarkably small reduction and far lower than what the law was supposed to achieve. Number five, Bernie Sanders thinks you can pay for an $18 trillion expansion of the welfare state and make it align with Denmark that doesn't actually exist simply by taxing the billionaire class. There are 536 billionaires in America, even if you confiscated everything they had, which, by the way, would surely destroy the American economy, by triggering the greatest round of capital flight in human history and amount to government seizure of countless businesses, it would just come close to covering the tab, or it wouldn't come close to covering the tab of Sanders' proposals. In 2010, number six, in 2010, 38,329 people died from drug overdoses, twice the number a decade earlier. More people died of drug overdoses than from automobile accidents, 30,196, murders, 13,000, or gun accidents, 700. Number seven, between 1979 and 2010, for instance, the average after-tax income for the poorest quintile of American households rose from 14.8 to 19.2. For the second poorest, 29.9 to 39.1. Meanwhile, per person anti-poverty spending at the state and federal level increased sixfold between 1968 and 2008, and that's excluding Medicare, unemployment benefits, and Social Security. Number eight, just last month, the Senate Judiciary Committee received a report. In just 4 years, 121 illegal aliens who had been released by ICE went on to murder Americans. That one is the saddest one. It is. Number nine, officially known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This is the food stamp program. It has become the country's fastest growing means tested social welfare program. Only Medicaid is more expensive between 2000 and 2013. Caseloads grew to 47.6 million from 17.2. That's a small nation, by the way. That's a European nation, 47. We have our own European nation getting food stamps. Number 10, PACE, Mr. Obama, the state prison population, which accounts for 87% of the nation's prisoners, is dominated by violent criminals and serial thieves. In 2013, drug offenders made up less than 16% of the state prison population. Violent felons were 54% and property offenders 19%. Reducing drug-related admissions to 15 large state penitentiaries by half would lower this state's prison count by only 7%. In federal prisons, which hold only 13% of the nation's prisoners, drug offenders made up half of the inmate population. But these offenders aren't casual drug users overwhelmingly. They're actually serious traffickers. Fewer than 1% of drug offenders sentenced in federal court in 2014 were convicted of possession. Number 11, the Conservative Heritage Foundation estimated unlawful immigrant households paid $39.2 billion in 2010, but received $93.7 billion in government services, almost three times what they paid in. Number 12, on Wednesday, a Washington Post article announced that San Bernardino shooting is the second mass shooting today and the 355th this year. there's actually been four mass shootings this year, including one in San Bernardino and at least 73 such attacks since 1982, not 355. Number 13 is Pew Research cheerfully reports previous immigrants were almost entirely European. But since Kennedy's Immigration Act, the majority of immigrants have been from Latin America. One quarter are from Asia. Only 12% of post-1965 immigrants have been from Europe, and they're probably Muslims. Apparently, the American experiment is actually some kind of sociological trial in which we see people who have no history of Western government can run a constitutional republic. As of 1970, there were only 9 million Hispanics in the entire country. Today, there are well over 60 million. Number 14, no fewer than 8 major studies from around the world have found homosexuality is not a genetic condition. They say if homosexuality was inborn and predetermined, then when one identical twin is homosexual, the other should be as well. Yale and Columbia only found homosexuality common to only 6.7% of male identical twins, 5.3% of female identical twins. Number 15, over the last year, only 1.3 million Americans of working age have entered the workforce, even as the population of this same demographic increased by more than 2.8 million. So, just over 1 million found jobs, the rest? That means 4 in 10. Thanks, Obama. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Take this opportunity to go in a different direction from when I went in earlier. However, prior to doing that, I will tell you that we are sitting right now in the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Maybe if I unmuted the mic, I could actually do the show. Now, there are a lot of people that would get out there and say, Bill's for Trump. And I must admit, I do like him. But, however, just to give you this idea, I don't trust any of these guys. I don't. And that is, so I look at everything. I look at everything they got coming on. And I pay attention to all of the criticisms of my heroes, if you will. Now, I was watching, you know, this ad by Trump, generally sort of an excellent one, where he talks about stopping Muslim immigration until we can figure out what is going on. And when he said that, I had to hit a pause button. What does that mean, until we figure out what is going on? If you read the Quran, okay, if you read the Quran, we know what's going on. So it doesn't need to be paused. It needs to be halted. Okay? Is there a single person listening to me that does not understand what is going on? If not, let me give you some points real quick. There is an unidentifiable minority of Muslims who enter our country that want to kill Americans, and there's no way to figure out reliably who they are. A large subset of Muslims coming from the Middle East want, when their numbers get large enough, to impose Sharia law, to execute women with honor killings, to beat their wives, to cut off their daughters' sexual organs, and to hunt and kill Jews, cartoonists, and anyone else they don't like. In Norway, they're actually giving the Muslims classes on how not to rape women, except in Oslo, of course. Saudis who come to America are often arrested for abusing women, like this man who claimed he accidentally fell into a woman rather than purposely raping her. How do you fall into a woman? In Germany, a mob of more than 1,000 Muslims stole from, raped, and attacked people in a train station. Many people come here with photos of ISIS flags on their cell phones. So many Muslims from the Middle East don't have the same respect for others that we do. So what is there truly that needs to be figured out here? There are two possibilities. One, Trump knows the truth that we shouldn't be letting any Muslims into this country until they make some serious changes to their culture, but he is afraid to say so. So he calls it temporary and describes it as a problem to figure out. If that's the case, it's a shame that Trump, who always claims he says what he thinks, is afraid to come out and say the whole truth. I do not believe that is the case. I do not believe that is the case. This is an arrogant man. We need a degree of arrogance. So, the refreshing part of him, when he takes the refreshing part away, I'm just shaking my head. Or number two, he's speaking the truth and is actually clueless. Thinking, in fact, that there is a way to weed out terrorist criminals and Sharia law fans, especially from countries where vetting is not possible. Now, for some, this would be shocking for a man running for president to run an ad saying until we can figure out what is going on. If he truly doesn't know what is going on for such an important issue, then he really is clueless. There are those that should say he shouldn't be running for president. Here's my question on that one. What about the ones who aren't saying anything? I mean, it's a woeful day. Now, is Trump afraid to speak the truth, or is he really clueless? Does he not know? Now, I don't need to figure out what's going on. I know what's going on. And it's not good. The only problem is, and this is going to seem so bad for me to say. When I was in the military, I was in something called 311th Military Intelligence Battalion. My last duty station was there at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I was a Screaming Eagle air assault, sir. And we were the forward deployed unit that would deal with the Middle East, which they have since been disbanded. I don't know who takes care of that now. But and we were attached and hooked up with a bunch of different people, a bunch of rock star military players as far as the units that are out there, the storied units that you've heard about that, you know, I'm not going to go into for because I had a security clearance, and I'm not going to go into that. However, we knew what they were in 1990. We trained to kill them. We trained to kill them in the using and employing some of the most, you know, for somebody like me, it was sort of head-scratching that this was actually psychological warfare. But it did come out there. So I know what they are. I have no doubt of why they want to be here. I've said this many times. They could go to the United Arab Emirates. They could go to Jordan. They could go to Saudi. They could go to Kuwait. There's a lot of places they could go to. And, you know, they don't. And the reason they don't is because Sharia is already there. Sharia is already there. They want Sharia to go out. They want to get it out there and spread it around. They can't spread it around where it's already there, so they got to bring it here. They got to bring it to Norway. They got to bring it to Germany. They got to bring it to France. Now, in order to have Sharia, you see, jihad is warranted. So it's okay to know the infidel in the world of Sharia. It's okay to be friends with the infidel, but it's also may come to the point to where the infidel is no longer tolerable, and I don't know where that point, you know, what's the criteria for that, but then they'll lop your head off, and all of your worldly possessions are subject to being confiscated by Muslims. That's what they believe. That's what they believe. That earlier, You know, that satire I was doing where I wish I was Muslim and everybody kowtowed to me. They fully expect everybody to kowtow to them. Now, the difference here is that in the United States, we have personal gun ownership. A lot of people don't like that much because that's bad. Well, it's bad for politicians. But it's interesting that our president, who claims to be so big for us, and, you know, he gets all these letters from moms and dads and children and all this other junk. And so we got to take guns away from people. By the way, I've already imported 100,000 Syrians, and I want to bring as many more as I can. And we're not vetting them because there's nobody actually to call to vet them with. Night-night, America. So, while everybody's out there worrying about all that stuff, I'm just sitting there getting my hollow points out. You know, every time I worry about this, I watch Jaws 2, where, you know, Roy Scheider fills his hollow points up with something. I'm filling mine up with bacon and grease. Mm-hmm. That way, if I wound them in the calf, they're going to die. I crack myself up. I do. Now, we're going to use an object lesson when we get back. I have met, and I know, and I haven't spoken to her in years, but I know Sharon Angel, or Angle, rather. Sharon Angle is the one that tried to displace Harry Reid in Nevada. The country would be better off today if Sharon Angle had won, and she lost by only 40,000 votes. We're going to talk about what the media did to her. Because, believe me, the media is trying to do everything to her. What they did to her, they've tried to do to people like Trump. They just can't get anywhere with him. That's what makes the phenomenon so interesting. Second hour out of the way. Coming up, final hour, we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.